With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Hughes, a native of Australia and art critic for Time magazine, has chronicled a breathtaking human drama, The Settlement of Australia by Convicts. The title of Hughes' book, The Fatal Shore, comes from a convict ballad.
I am a native of the land of Erin. I was sadly banished to the fatal shore.
The 18th century British did their best to exterminate what was thought to be a criminal class.
You could be hanged for impersonating an Egyptian. You could be hanged for appearing upon a highway with your face blacked. You could be hanged for breaking down an ornamental shrub on somebody's property.
But Robert Hughes says the British realized that if they hanged everyone for what was then a capital offense, there would be civil unrest, so an alternative was developed. Australia.
The great thing about Australia was that when somebody was there, they'd probably never get back. They were neutralized. It was like sending them to Mars.
It didn't take much to be sent to Australia.
There were people sent out for stealing 5 pounds of cheese or some loaves of bread or tearing up some cucumber plants.
The first fleet containing the convicts sailed into Sydney Harbor in 1788. There were starvation conditions, and flogging was the basic instrument of terror aimed at both convicts and their marine guards.
A Botany Bay dozen, as it was called, was 25 lashes, which probably you or I could stand. But when it got to, let's say, 150 and your backbone was open to the air, or when it got to 500 and your collarbones were showing, there was a reasonable chance that you might not survive it.
Robert Hughes, his book The Fatal Shore, is a shocking account of brutality, inhumanity, and courage, now a vintage paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. From 1788 until 1868, Australia was a giant penal colony. More than 100,000 members of Britain's so-called criminal class, men, women, and children, were shipped to Australia for the most trivial of offenses. Robert Hughes, art critic for Time magazine and himself an Australian, has written a stunning account of this barbaric period, The Fatal Shore.
There were at least two very good academic histories, but there wasn't really a book which tried and sum up the human meaning of this enterprise.
So Hughes set out to write that story. A task that took 12 years and made difficult because the Australians tried to pass over that phase of their history simply by forgetting about it.
When I was a kid, you hardly learnt anything about it. You know, you had this kind of idea that Captain Arthur Phillip got off the boat with his convicts and went charging ashore with their fetters clanking, and they built Bondi Beach, and then in came the sheep and the gold was discovered and we all lived happily ever after.
Hughes says the practice of sending criminals to Australia ended for several reasons. The free Australians themselves demanded a halt. There was also the discovery of gold, which led to an explosion of free immigrants. And
the basic reason why it wound down was that it simply did not deter English crime.
Hughes says Americans have a misperception that the Australia of today is a frontier society.
It is the most highly urbanized English-speaking society in the world. Most Australians live in cities. Most Australians, as I keep on saying, have never seen a goddamn kangaroo outside of a zoo. And if you put them down in the bush, they wouldn't know what the hell to do with themselves. There's no pay telephone, my God.
Robert Hughes, author of a harrowing account of the settlement of Australia, The Fatal Shore, now a vintage paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.